This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, this is the regularly, good evening, everyone, and happy holidays. This is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Estevan.
Here.
Mr. Jalowick is excused. Mr. Yes. Kuchinski.
Here.
Mr. Sanchez.
Here.
Mr. Miskiewicz.
Here.
Mr. Sadlick.
Here.
Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Frattarola.
Here.
And Mr. Blisman.
Here.
Like a record state, we do have a quorum. Thank you very much, Karen. We'll move on to item number four, additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. Let the record state that I do not have any this evening. Communications. Number five, let the record show I do not have any this evening. I have not been to City Hall. So I will tell everybody I do not know if we had any communications. I did not receive any emails. I do not have any at City Hall. Number seven, the public portion. Is there anybody but from the public who would like to address the commission? Anybody from the public would like to address the commission? Is there anybody from the public who would like to address the commission? Okay, with that being said, we'll move on to item number seven, approval of minutes, 11:15. The clerk has stated we do not have minutes this evening, so motion to table. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Move on to item number eight. Ministerios Fraternidad Christina Church, 10 Elizabeth Street. That'll be set up for a public hearing, a special exception. It is a special exception for a public hearing for next month. Motion's been made to set it up for a public hearing for next month. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we'll move on to item number 9A, new business, adoption of an enterprise zone, discussion of possible action. Is there anybody from the administration who would like to address this issue at this time? If not, we'll wait till next month. Is there anybody on that would like to address this issue at this time? Is there anybody here that would like to address the commission at this time? No, we'll move on to item number 9B, election of chairman. Everything is open. Is there nominations for chairman for the Planning and Zoning Commission for next year?
Nominate Ted.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Is there anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, Karen. Thank you. 2023 meeting schedule. Item number C, adoption of the existing meeting schedule. I move forward that we adopt that, the third being the third Tuesday of every month through 2023. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Made and second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstain? Opposed?
Yeah, I did not receive the schedule, so I'll ask at 7 p.m.
Mark will follow up with that, the exact days, but I want to keep them, just because everybody's used to it, I wanted to keep the meeting the same. There's no sense in changing something after 22 years. It's been this, you know, it's been the same. The third Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock, and Mark can give you the exact dates. And if you would share that with us, I would appreciate it, Karen.
Okay. And is that going to be listed as hybrid, Zoom, or in person?
Right now, Mark, go ahead.
All the meetings are set up so that I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. All the meetings are set up so that they could be either in person, Zoom, or hybrid.
Thank you.
Mark, I see we lost Ryan there. Is he in the waiting room by any chance?
So can you hear me okay? Phone.
Yeah, I can hear you. Ryan, can we hear you?
Okay. So
he wants to re-enter on the phone, Ted.
Okay. There is not. Yeah, Ryan, you there?
Yeah.
It's connecting.
I'll send out the meeting schedule, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I'm back on, Ted, if you
thanks, Ryan.
If you miss me.
Oh, we always miss you. Informal discussion, possible zone text amendment to 195-138A, discussion and possible adoption. I think this was left over from last month. This came to us as some information from Corporation Counsel. They wanted more. Really, there was more bite to the, is there any further information that you have for us? Because since it's a change in our regulation, there is a text change. It has to be set up and notifications have to go out for a public hearing for next month.
Yep.
Right. That's correct. Anything right. to add so, to that?
Yeah. I mean, I certainly recommend that the commission move forward with it. I mean, basically what this proposed amendment allows is, as the CEO discussed last time, more enforcement, the ability. I hadn't even realized before this that Derby didn't have the ability to issue citations. That's very important. So Vin Marino drafted that proposed amendment. It's very similar to what other municipalities around the state already have in place. And again, I think it puts real teeth into enforcement actions. So
is there any questions from any members? Go ahead, Dave.
Chairman, did you look into the appointment aspect of that change?
I did look at that, and I did follow up with Ted, but I'm happy to address it now as well. So I spoke with Vin Marino about that too. His feeling is that the charter language, which gives the mayor the power to hire, controls, because it's basically home rule legislation. Now, that doesn't mean that the commission doesn't still have the power to appoint, but, you know, I mean, they really should go hand in hand. And I think they have so far. I would certainly hope that the mayor wouldn't just hire a CEO without any consultation with the commission. But that's the feeling that based on the charter language as home rule legislation, the mayor does have that ability to hire.
I would think, Dave, if I might chime in, we're based on a commission of volunteers. I wouldn't want the responsibility to hire and fire anyone permanently who's drawing a salary. I would like input to whom we hire, but I wouldn't like the authority to hire or fire anyone that has a salary tied to their position when we're a group of volunteers.
And basically it's up to the commission to decide what to delegate to the CEO, right? Because the commission has the ultimate authority to enforce the regulations. I mean, the assumption is obviously if there is a CEO in place, the commission wants to delegate that authority, but it is the commission's inherent authority. And as a matter of fact, there was a period of time where there was no CEO in Derby, and that's what the commission was doing. It took on that responsibility.
But how does that relate to the language of this amendment that we're talking about? Because clearly it talks about the commission is appointing the CEO, and that's not past practice, obviously, in Derby, and it's in conflict with 38-18 of the revised ordinances of the
city.
Well,
again, what I'm saying is it's not really a conflict. I mean, maybe it's semantics. The mayor hires, but the commission appoints.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it's okay. That's my discussion with Vin. They go hand in hand. So it's not. I think originally the way we were looking at it, the way I was looking at it, is there was a conflict, but have to be a conflict.
Basically,
mayor hires and then the commission appoints, and the commission delegates authority
From what I'm hearing now from both Barbara and Dave is the mayor appoints and it gets referred to us, the mayor hires it. He brings a body in place, no matter whom that is, and up to the commission to appoint. If we're not part of the process and we don't appoint, then we got a problem.
Yeah, I think
that's
true.
There's
one other body involved in that also, and that's the Board of Aldermen.
Right.
Because the mayor could only hire with the approval of the Board of Aldermen.
Okay, right. So they hire this individual. And then as Ted says, presumably, and I think this has been the practice, there's some input, right? I mean, Ted, you had input, that you had a discussion with the mayor, right, when he was looking to hire someone, recommend to the Board of Aldermen.
Yes, that's part of the committee.
There's that understanding when the person is hired that the commission has had some input on that. And then this is when that person is hired, that's who the commission is going to appoint. So I don't have a problem that, you know, in my discussion with Vin, who drafted this regulation, there really is not a conflict. That language is not problematic. I think the substance of the proposed amendment is really important to give teeth to enforcement power, just doesn't exist in Derby right now.
Mr. Chairman, it's Gino DiGiovanni.
Yes, Gino.
I would think that as long as this commission or this board had a group of members involved in the hiring or the search committee, if you will, and then between the mayor and in this body, if they gave a recommendation to the Board of Aldermen, usually the Board of Aldermen will hire the recommendation of the search committee. That was my experience. So as long as we have a say we're involved in the hiring practice, you know, or I would think at least our voice is being heard so we don't have a conflict.
Well, that was my point. What I was trying to say, Gino, you know, he could hire whomever he wants.
Correct,
if we refuse to appoint that person because we were not made as part of PUSSET, then there's a problem.
Right.
From the get-go.
Right.
And that, to Dave's point, you know, we have a problem, an inherent problem from the beginning. I don't think anybody wants that. What we want is just to give more bite to our CEO to enforce what we tell him to enforce.
Right.
Well, here's the suggestion. I mean, I think in order to get the ball rolling on this, what we want to do is get this scheduled for a public hearing, get it into the surrounding councils of government for their input. And then in the meantime, if there needs to be some massaging of that language, perhaps not a point, perhaps it's something like provide consent or something like that. No,
Ryan, I think based on my discussion with Vin, who again is aware of the charter language and a point is the proper word because that's following what the statute says. So I wouldn't recommend changing that language. Again, I think Gino has a good idea. That's the way it should work. I think it's kind of worked informally that way up to now. Maybe, you know, the suggestion can be a more formal search committee if this has to happen in the future. But I don't think there's any need to change that language in the proposed regulation.
Are there any other comments from any other commission members? Any further comments? I would like to make a motion and move that we set it up for a public hearing for next month. It is a zone text changed. It doesn't require two public hearings, Ryan, because there's not a map change with it. It's just a text change. And put it up, open it up for public hearing, and we can go from there. We can discuss it from there.
Okay, just one item, Ted, just to
yes, Ryan.
That the next meeting is 28 days from now. The COGS have 35 days in which they can respond to the text amendment. So if they don't respond prior to the next meeting, it will have to be kept open until the February meeting.
Okay. Duly noted. Thank you. Thanks, Ryan. That's the motion that we set up for a public hearing next month, and we'll keep it open if we have to, if we don't get any responses from the NVCOG or South Center, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
Right. That's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move on with that. Motion to pay bills, if deemed correct. I don't think we have any this month, Ryan.
There's three attached to my status. And those go back motion, several months.
Motion to pay bills, if found correct.
A second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And I will second it.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Take care.